Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
You
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh. Hold not thy peace and be
My microphone on me. See, can you push my microphone on now?
Yes, they can hear you. G says she can hear you.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, with no microphone, you can hear me, huh? Okay, good. Well, bring Mr. Till's microphone on in. Okay, top of the Sabbath day, we're going straight into the network and bring Mr. Till's in and tell y'all about this broadcast. And we'll just leave it like that. Top of the Sabbath day, this day the Almighty made. So, speaking of bring Mr. Till's in, he tell y'all about the broadcast. But we ain't hearing Jack when I am. All right. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Well, Yahuwah bless you, first of all, Brother Searswell, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you that came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And seems like we're having trouble hearing it, but we do understand it. But we do realize that some listening never will understand. We see those things that most of us can see and others can never find. Touching those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. And it's the wicked that can do none of these things, because the words of Yahuwah make all this more possible for the righteous. We look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13.
Yes, I'm having problems with what I'm teaching. I'm having problems messing around with this Catholic Church. They're not playing with those things.
Well, anyway, going back to the words of the righteous, as I said, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, the eyes of the Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that follows you, harm you, if he be followers of that which is good? Well, there's a lot of us that came for the good of Yahuwah's word. We receive it, we commend it, and add unto it. And some take the same word that we listen to, casting it behind their backs, trying to take the same words we read and make it mean something different, which is not so good for others that are learning. They are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that is not for who sits on your left or who's on your right. That's for the words of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we bring you into the program knowing that it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is today, which is Friday. Temple class starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use. To use this website address, open up any search engine currently on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line. At this particular time, we will take a brief pause for intermission.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination, and one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath. So from a young child, you know, being brought up, I was always brought up with Sabbath observance. So Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown, as mentioned in the Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And then also Jesus observed Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
So it's one day where I don't check my emails, I don't respond to work calls, I don't read
from Friday night.
Friday night sundown.
Sundown.
To Saturday night sundown.
Yeah.
No work.
You don't check your emails.
No.
That's like against the commandment of Hollywood that thou shalt carry thy BlackBerry at all times.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When you set boundaries.
Yeah.
Up front. Here's what my commitment is. So we all agree.
I love this,
Devon. Before we even take the job or go down the road.
Yeah.
Here's the commitment.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then all I have to do is just make sure I keep the commitment.
Yeah.
Because the moment I break it
is
the moment they realize, oh, well, he wasn't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Sabbath is a time to recharge. It's a time to rest. It's a time to spend time with my family. It's a time to spiritually reconnect.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is interesting is that you allow your faith, your belief in God, to be at the forefront of who you are in a place where most of us, and you even say in the book, I remember when I said to my father, I was...
We are live at Temple One. We are live. One thing about it, like we keep saying, one thing about it, these ministries right here is a load on the known world, and you can get all kind of distractions. So it's time to step your game up in every angle. Six Anointed Council, Voices of the True Israelite. All right, we live at Top Part of Saturday, and we're going to find Mr. Tibbs and bring him in and let him bring you all of whatever this network is trying to tell us that we need to know for Top Part of Saturday. And then we'll see if we throw a couple of verses down until time appointed. So will you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say. With a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Top Part of Saturday, Yahweh be to their seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C.S. Brother Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, it's a verse that reminds me of, but we're going to get in that verse a little bit later. It's a verse that reminds me of something that got to be clear about. So, enough said on that. But still, we're just going to get off into the broadcast, I believe so. We'll get off in the broadcast. 195 international countries, 102209, live online class. And so whatever you got to tell while we try to stem around and get things together, at the top part of Saturday at Camp 1, and we live at Temple Yahweh. So whatever you got to say, take your time and get it in there, and we'll go from there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me once again until tonight's broadcast. And we know that sometimes we can have a lot of distractions, and sometimes I'll get distractions on my end also, but that cannot stop us from marching forward in the word of Yahweh, because we know there's a lot of people that come for the good of Yahweh's word. As I've said before, we can tell that by the number that attend. And those that attend receive it. They commend unto it. And some cast the same words that we listen to behind their back, which is not so good for others out there learning. They are raving wolves in sheep's clothing that come to see who just all is attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not for who sits on your left or who's on your right. We're here for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not, and you came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is on Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. And that's today. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5, once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address that the members can use. To use this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear just to be a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us on the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh your kindred of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To open up any search engine to get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words on that search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. That's TRIBEYHDH@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects, related topics, or you can even state how our program is to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses that we mentioned from the Bible to comply with that. The first is the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you may notice and have previously seen at different times, there are still those who do the opposite of what scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has told us all in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, one other note we may bring to you, the listening members' attentions. We also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of having just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. As I will explain what that means a bit later. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays, which is today. This program will be repeated at 9:45. To open up any search engine to get there, right on one of your devices, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any number of day, any day, or any particular days. Well, as you can tell, today is another day for the Word of Yahuwah. We're all busy doing Yahuwah's Word. And we find that being busy, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word, those of us that commend it, add unto it, only followed by those casting the same word behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that they like, which I find pretty hard to believe. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten this statement, that we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do in this life that was Yahuwah created, and that if that's all possible. Because anyone ever told you, I've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. We have to remember that the Bible tells us, being a man or woman, we are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So most of the time what we do, we reach into the Bible, and we show you what the Bible has to say. We will read the scripture, we will interpret what the scripture says, and back it up with the Bible once again. We have people out there that use the verses of the Bible or use the words of Yahuwah to try to place curses on another man or woman. I mentioned this before last week. I've even seen this personally, someone saying, Mr. Tibbs, I'm going to put a curse on you. Okay, go right ahead, because I believe in Yahuwah. Most of the religious horror movies that I mentioned before are the most frightening because they are of the Catholic Church design. Remember, this is the dark time of the Catholic Church that we're talking about. It's the demonic nun movies, the vampire nun, and so on. There are about 50 more that I can name, but hundreds more that are made. I can guess, you can just realize that over a period of years, people try to put a curse on you as punishment. When we think of a curse, many of us immediately think of voodoo, as I mentioned before. We picture someone pushing pins and little dolls, which we've seen in movies or other people talk about, which represent those they hate. So bad things can come upon them. We think of persons casting spells, hoping that they hurt themselves or something like this. However, voodoo is much more than that. Voodoo is a religion practiced chiefly by the Caribbean countries, especially in Haiti. It's a mixture of, note that I say, Roman Catholic rituals, and aneurysms and magic of slaves of West Africa. Those who practice voodoo believe that Yahuwah rules over a multitude of local deities and ancestors and saints who communicate with dreams, trances, and ritual practices. In the Bible, curses and spells are forbidden practices that extend far beyond the practices of voodoo. No matter how small a bad wish is, it's still a form of a curse. There are some of us out there that actually use Bible verses to try this, which is the far most worst thing that one can ever do, using the words of Yahuwah to wish harm to another. In the book of Deuteronomy, better take note, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 10 to 12, verse 10 says, there shall not be found among you any one of you that maketh his sons or his daughters pass through fire, that uses divination or observers of time, enchanter or witch, 11, or a charmer or counselor with familiar spirits, or a wizard or a necromancer, 12. For all that do these things are abomination to the Yahuwah, because these are abomination to the Yahuwah, that do drive them out before thee. So in the book of James, I look at chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. Verse 9 says, there we bless the Yahuwah, even the Father, that within. Curse we men, which are made of the similitude of Yahuwah. 10. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things not to be, so to be. 11. Do a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? You have to remember that the Bible we have, the words of Yahuwah are reminded to us that we do error and not knowing the scriptures nor the power of Yahuwah, as I had mentioned before in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. So be careful of the bad things you wish for, but be wise about the smart things you pray for, because we were all given a choice in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Verse 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I know what I want to choose by what Yahuwah has said right here. He's given us a hint. So at this particular time, keep your Bibles open. Choose life, as Yahuwah has said. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That Mr. Tim, that's excellent on your part, and that's what it's all about. We aim to do our part in the six anointed camps and bring this word uncut, although we get hit on every angle. But one thing about it, that it was already prophesied that that was to happen, and so now since it's on the clock, we got to deal with it and have a cheerful beginning and ending of it, no doubt about it. Top five of the Saturday. This day the Almighty have made, so we're going to go straight off into the, not the broadcast right away. We're going to talk about the health again, because one thing about it, Steve Ray, you got to have your health together. And how you get your health together, one thing about it, you got to first take that 12-week step. And remember one thing, very important to understand, after your 12 weeks is up, you're going to start, your body going to go through a transformation for the first 12 weeks. Okay, you're going to have like somebody standing next to you trying to bang you down. Stop it. And all that. But you have to continue. And remember one thing. The more you shake your blood up, the better you will feel. Keep this in your mind. The more you shake your blood up, the better you will feel. Once you start eating properly and you will complete that 12 weeks and you are, then you will know what you can do and what you can't do. And then one thing about it, and remember, a good salad, green stuff, with the five things, let's see what five things we did say. Lettuce, tomatoes, onion, garlic, and corn. Put some corn with it, too. See, what you're doing now, you're setting your immune system up, and you're able to digest whatever in your belly better. You have great bowel movements. And remember, don't eat until the previous days have been eliminated. Don't put no strain on your lungs, your heart, your colon, your intestines. Wait until you have eliminated the prior food that you have had. And remember one thing. The more you use your stepper or your little trampoline, the more you shake your blood up in your system, the better you will feel. You will feel so good. The more you use your air stepper or your trampoline to shake up to your blood, the better you will be. And remember one thing, done none at work properly. If you're a smoker, you got to stop smoking. And you've got to have your Yahweh in front. Yahweh, a juicer, a stepper, or a arrow or a trampoline, shake your blood up. The more you shake your blood up, I'm going to keep repeating it, the better you're going to feel. Because when we call and ask, how you feeling? Oh, you know, I'm down. The reason why your blood, it's your blood fever, are you? You got to work on building your blood because your blood is the key. The life of the body is the blood. Remember, you ain't got but bones. And the life of the body is the blood. So if the blood is not circulating right in your body, if your blood all thick causing you problems, you know, that is if you got to thin the blood out by checking it up. That's enough said on that. We don't fit enough on it already. So we're going to get off in the top part of the Sabbath and go and find Sister G. Israel. We're going to throw a few verses on the table. Remember, all the camps is ready to go. So call for details on any one of the six anointed camps. And remember, we can help you. We can help you get on your feet physically and mentally and spiritually. But you have to have an ear to hear. All right, enough said on that. Let's go find some G's around. We'll bring it in. And we'll get something going on the table and see if we'll be riding basic shotgun all weekend because he likes to see what do the six anointed caps, what they bring to the table. Because one thing about it, Steve Roy, we're doing all we can to let you understand that you got to step it up and dust as Yahweh. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, Yahweh, be your Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Sister G. Israel. We will get Ralph and something. Let's see if we can get something going. We'll throw a few verses on the table. And how about get us a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's true. That's true. Now look up me two. I need the definition of two words. First word, I want to know what do the word supplanter mean? Supplant. Supplant. S, Y, no. S, U, P, P, L, A, N, T. What do the word S-U-P-P-L-A-N-T mean? S-U-P-P-L-A-N-T. Let's see that word. Let's see what that word means.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what this word means right here. Mm-hmm.
Supplant. To supersede another, especially by force or treachery. Two, obsolete words, uproot, to eradicate and supply a substitute for. B, to take the place of and serve as a substitute for, especially by reason of superior excellence or power.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. I like number one. Well, I like number one. Number one just sounds real good to me. What did A say? I just stopped right there with A. What do A say again? A.
One says to supersede another, especially by force or treachery. 2A, uproot.
Excellent. Excellent. Now read that again. I think I like number one, number eight. The definition of supplant means what again? Eight. All I want is eight.
A, 2A is obsolete. Uproot.
To uproot group. Okay, well, I need B then. What did B say?
One, I'll just read it again. One, to supersede another, especially by force or treachery. 2A, obsolete, uproot. To eradicate and supply a substitute. B, to take the place of and serve as a substitute, for especially by reason of superior or excellence or power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I like eight one more time because I'm going somewhere with this. But I got to hear eight is good enough. What do eight say again?
2A, obsolete, uproot.
Yeah, give me some more eight. That's it, and eight, I need some more.
A, two, to eradicate and supply a substitute for.
I heard what I was looking for, but come back to A again one more time, because if I'm in A, I need some more in A again. So let me I got my answer. So now start back over again because I'm ready to do some on that statement, but I need to hear the right word again. A, what do A say again?
A is obsolete, uproot.
Okay, go ahead.
Two, to eradicate and supply a substitute for.
Okay, go ahead.
B, to take the place of and serve as a substitute for, especially by reason of superior excellence or power. One said to supersede another, especially by force or treachery.
That's it right there. That's what I like right there. Now, what number is that? Force or treachery?
One.
By any means,
one.
I'm going to try my best to do a little treachery. Now, that's the verse. Whatever that is, that's what I want for supplant. So supplant means, in this case, I want the one with some treachery in it. Go ahead. That's what I want to hear. Now, let me hear that again about the treachery.
To supersede another, especially by force or treachery.
Oh, okay. Now, is there an example? Is there an example? Let's give an example. You know, let's give an example. Top five to seven days. Remember one thing. It's top five to seven days. And we get so many memos on things, and so much have to be said. And that's why I say it's very important to use the international line to get in contact with the Six Anointing Camps when you got problems you don't understand, because it's so much on the table, but we can help you, but you got to want to be helped. Now, in Numbers chapter 16, help me out there at number 16. Let's go to number 16. Let's get a case in point of what we're trying to bring to the table on the top part of Saturday. And remember, this day also, remember, Sunday will be the day of mercy. The day of mercy of those that want to be, for all their sins forgiven. If they want their sins forgiven, Guess what? I don't think I know we're not a Christian church, period. So I don't hear no Yahweh be with nobody. I see the class packing up, but I don't even feel nobody saying nothing. It sounds like a Catholic church. No dust air. Hallelujah, Yahweh. What's going on around here? We on our way, but the same token, you supposed to interrupt some dust air, Yahweh. Talk about this day the Almighty has made. And 16 chapters.
Did you want me to read the Forgiveness Sunday? That was March 14th this year. It moves around.
Okay. So, you got some on that? That's excellent. What you work with? You got some on that? You got some on because this Sunday will be this is where you go to the. To the Roman Catholic Church, and this is where you get now. Whatever you have been in the past, they say they're gonna be able to. I need another definition. I need DISEMBLE. Top part of Saturday. I need another definition. I'm going somewhere.
See,
and I'm gonna lay it in. DISEMBLE. Let's see what that word means. DISEMBLE. What that word mean, El? Sister G. Israel, C. Ray.
Oh, you said
the symbol. I want DISEMBLE.
DISEMBLE.
I want to know what that word means. DISEMBLE. What that word means?
I don't see it. D as in dog. I, S as in Sam. E as in emblem. MBLE. B as in boy. LE.
To hide under
a false appearance. To put on the appearance of.
Hold on a minute, G. Is ready. That big chocolate there. Hallelujah. I see something. Hallelujah. Yeah. Right. Excellent. Now listen. What you say that word mean again? Listen, now. You know, I throw cap one is packing on in every direction. But what that word mean again?
This symbol.
Listen real good. First.
One, to hide under a false appearance. Two, to put on the appearance of. Simulate.
Otherwise,
a false appearance, conceal facts, intentions, or feelings under some pretense.
That means they are hallelujah, why you, they are Yahweh you, and all of a sudden, but really, and by the time they get out your eyesight, they on something else. That's what that word means. They act like they own something. But really, they ain't on something. They just go through the motion. Like back in the day when you say, how's them doing? Oh, yeah, you really working me real good. But then why you read the newspaper and you sleep there if I'm working you that good? you mighty Joe Young. You know, yeah, you lying to me. You know I ain't no mighty Joe Young. But that what you just said. So what you saying that this word means that they act like they on one thing, but they really be on something else. They got a hidden agenda. They have a hidden. So you got, see, the 600 cats, you got to watch those that have that still on YHWH and all that. Knowing all the time, they got a hidden agenda. That's what that word means. Now bring it again and give me some more definition of that word from the top again, because I want 600 cats be on the lookout of those that will go through the motion. But the time they get past your back, they put on a whole nother persona. So this is the word we want, D-I-S-E-M-B-L-E. Come on again, Sister G.
This symbol, D-I-S-S-E-M-B-L-E. One, to hide under a false appearance. Two, to put on the appearance of, simulate. To put on a false appearance, conceal facts, intentions, or feelings under some pretense.
Yep. And just know the cat, be watching for that. And nothing he'll do in Jude 1 verse 8. And let's go to Jude 1 verse 8 and read a little bit. Let's read down what else they'll do. See, one thing about it, this ministry is a load, and we know that, and we're going back to numbers and show you that this is no accident. So when you see it pop up in one of the six anointing camps, understand it's already written. Never be surprised because it's already written. Jude 1:8 down to verse 20. Hopefully we can just get it all in and listen real good what it's saying. Jude 1:8, six anointing camps. Listen good. Jude 1:8 to 20.
Okay. Jude chapter 1, verses 8 through 20. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. 9. Yet Michael, the arch-ministering spirit, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke you. 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. 12. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruits withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. 13. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, Yahweh cometh with 10,000 of his saints. 15. To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are un-Yahwali among them of all their un-Yahwali deeds. which they have un-Yahwali committed, and of all their hard speeches which un-Yahwali sinners have spoken against him. 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. 17. But, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Yahweh the Son. 18. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own un-Yahwali lust. 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most righteous faith, belief in the covenant, praying in the righteous ministering spirit.
Read verse 19 and 17 again.
These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. 17. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Yahweh the Son.
What you say, do in 19? What sign to look for again? I need a sign. What sign would I look for again in verse 19?
These be they who separate themselves, sensual, worldly, having not the spirit.
So they'll separate themselves because they don't have the spirit. And you tell the six anointed camps, what in verse 17?
But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Yahweh the Son.
So he tell you, don't always try to figure out a person. Go back and see what's written, already written. Never try to figure out a person when you see this kind of spirit pops up in one of the six anointed camps. Don't try to figure out the person. Understand the outcome if the person stay on that on journey, what the outcome going to be. So he said, remember what was spoken in time past. So let's go back and see what was spoken in time past that we have to remember. So see what happens if we try to keep on always trying to figure out a person. Why do you say what you say and why you say and then you do contrary afterwards, you're going to lose time. So you have to know how to go in the scriptures and see how you deal with something, and Yahweh will give you the comfort in it. Now let's go back to the 16th chapter, and let's find out. They said, remember, so these people right here, it's always was something written prior to it, and Jude, which is Yahweh the Son's brother, he's telling you, go back and peep. Don't try to figure nobody out. Just go back and read what's going to happen if they continue down their pace. That's all you do. Now we go on to Numbers chapter 16, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 2. And we're going to see if we understand something, and then we're going to get on out the way after we finish this up and ride shotgun. See, our job is to get the six anointed camps where you do not be, not understand everything that's going on today is already written prior to it. You have to understand the scripture. If you don't understand the Bible, you're going to put a lot of time in trying to figure somebody out by not knowing what the scriptures say. I got to give a case in point. Let me come inside the camp just for a minute. Mother D. F. Israel. Look what it says in 1 Peter 3:15. And A.B. or Phoebe have me 1 Peter chapter 4:11. I'm going to go back to back on that real quick. See, it just, is a lot on the table. And them big dignitaries, they think, hey, you got something, you ain't got nothing. We going to inform the Six Anointed Camp how to be prepared and don't put time in things that the Bible had answered already. 1 Peter 3:15, Mother D of Israel, live in Camp 1, bring it.
1 Peter 3:15.
Yeah, 3:15 says what?
15, but sanctify Yahweh.
Yes.
In your mind.
In your mind.
And be ready.
And be what? Be what? Ready. When?
Always.
Always.
To give an answer to every man or woman that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Meekness and fear, but you always got to be what?
Ready.
To do what?
Give an answer.
Now, how you give an answer? Come on now, A, B, or Peter. How you give an answer?
1 Peter 4:11.
Listen.
If any man speaks, let him speak as the
article
of Yahweh.
Oh, so if you speak, you're supposed to speak. What kind of way? So if you're ready to give a good word, you got to make sure you do what?
Speak the oracles
of Yahweh. The oracle. So, if you're ready to speak, to make sure you got the oracle of Yahweh before you speak. That's when we know you're working with something. If you speak the oracles of Yahweh, we all gonna be on the same page.
Yeah.
You gotta be always ready to give a good answer, but not a good answer from what somebody done told you or shows you.
Yeah.
You gotta give a good answer. What kind of way? The oracle, and that is the word of Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's how you give a good answer and be ready. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Good. Now let's go to Numbers 15, verse 2, and let's see what the outcome of it. It told you, go back and peep. Now we're going back and do a little peeping now. Now we're going back to Numbers 16, verse 2, and we're just going to go ahead and let it play itself out. We're going to try not to interfere and let it marinate into the top part of the Sabbath that we are aware of whatever goes on in the Six Anointed Camp, because Yahweh has shown through Scripture whatever it is we can read. I ain't got to figure you out. I do know what the book says. Now listen to what this book saying in 16 verse 2. Come on out, Sister G. Israel. Bring that Academy Award voice and give that microphone real good, because we own something. Come on.
Numbers chapter 16, verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. 3.
Yeah.
And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are righteous, even one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahweh? 4.
I want to read some more, but God, dog, you know what they say? 250 say, look here, you take too much of yourself, Moses, but Moses Z, what was said in the 7 verse 1 in the book of Exodus? What was said in 7 verse 1 in Exodus? You see what they said? 250 famous men of the congregation. Oh, I got some time in this thing. You take too much of yourself, Moses and Aaron. You will lift yourself above the congregation of Yahweh. You see what they call themselves?
Yeah.
They call themselves the what?
Congregation of
Yahweh. Who said something? They use words like that.
Yes.
They said they're the congregation of Yahweh.
Yes.
What did it say in 7:1? 7 verse 1.
God said unto Moses,
Yeah.
See, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh and Aaron. They, their brothers shall be now.
Oh, so the seal is going to be Aaron,
yeah.
And Moses is going to be who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh, right? But who made him that position?
Yahweh.
So that's Yahweh's doing. And all we're supposed to say in 118:23 is what the Mosdi of Israel, all we're supposed to say in 118:23. You hear what they said? You take too much of yourself, Moses and Aaron. You mean you're going to lift yourself above the congregation of Yahweh?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm saying 118:23. What it say?
Psalms 118, verse 23.
Listen.
This is Yahweh's doing.
This is who doing?
Yahweh's doing.
What did Phobin say? Keep reading.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
That's what Phobin said to Moses and Aaron.
Yes.
That's what Phobin said. Yes. But they messed around and said, you take too much of yourself.
Yes.
Moses and Aaron try to get out that job.
Yes.
Don't you know that... The seer tried his best to get out of this back in the days all the time. He tried his best to get up out of this. Hey, you know, I tried my best to get out from under this thing. Yeah, I'm like a pat on the back every now and then.
Yeah.
But I know a pat on the back is 6 inches from a kick in the rear too.
Yeah.
You know? So listen to you, they say it. You take too much of yourself, Moses. You gonna lift yourself above the congregation of Yahweh. 250 famous men have a statement.
Yes.
And that's why we read them two definitions for a reason. But you got a lot of brothers who say, Lord, so long, Yahweh be with you. Knowing as soon as he get 1 second past your back, they backbite like a big, right?
Right.
Verse 5, listen. Come on, let's read some more, G. Verse 5.
Numbers chapter 7. No, Numbers chapter 16, verse 5. Numbers chapter 16, verse 5. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are his and who is righteous, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he has chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censures, Korah, and all his company. 7, and put a fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahweh tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be righteous. You take too much upon you, you son of Levi. 8, and Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, you sons of Levi. 9, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that Yahweh of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? 10, and he has brought you near to him, and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and seek you the priesthood also. 11, for what cause both you and all?
Hold on. Hey, hold on, Sister G. Hold on. Read verse 19 again. You hear the man saying? The man saying, listen. The man says, now look, you already is upfront. That ain't good enough for you. You want to tell somebody a little bit more than is on the table. You know, you want to say you want more than what you have been given a point to do. You don't want the part that you've been appointed to do by Aaron and Moses. You want to do a little bit more. Is that what we read, verse 9 and 10? Read again, Sister G. Israel.
Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that Yahweh of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to him to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? 10. And he has brought you near to him and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and seek you the priesthood also.
And not only your part that's been assigned for you, you don't want to do that no more. You want to be that a part that's been anointed by Yahweh to set things up. You want to be past that. He said, look here, you want to be the Yahweh and the seer, I'm calling a 7-1. You can't, your position ain't good enough, huh?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Your position ain't good enough. You want some more. And now you've got some game sales with you to help push your issue. I got something in this book. Now you got something in the book, huh? See, now you got something in the book. You see what's going on here? See, one thing about it, we watch a lot of things, but we watch it all from pages of the book. It ain't nothing new. So you see these spirits raise their head up, understand it's already written thousands of years ago. People say, oh, we was expecting that according to 14th chapter verse, because if you got the wrong spirit on you, it's going to show itself sooner or later anyway.
Yeah.
Now, you hear Moses say, now what happened next? Give us some more, Sister G.
11. For which cause you and all your company are gathered together against Yahweh? And what is Aaron that you murmur against him? 12. And Moses said,
hold on a minute. He said, now, he said, and what cause both thou and all thy company to gather against Yahweh? And what is Aaron? Now all of a sudden, you want to do a little murmuring there. Whatever said, you got some murmuring going on even with Aaron. You want to murmur. Or you always find fault. So when you start seeing that in the Sixth Anointed Camp, our brother, sister, they are always can find fault on something. Understand it's already written. And when you watch that spirit, you have to make sure you are... Help me out real quick, Israel. See, the Bible would tell a story, but everybody be surprised when you see spirits pop up. Don't be surprised about the spirits pops up. Understand the Bible and already claiming it's going to Romans. And look at what you're supposed to do in a case like that when you see these kind of spirits, 16, verse number 17 of Romans. What does it say that, Maldia Israel?
Romans chapter 16.
So you're sitting on the camp. Don't be excited in the calls you make pertain to brothers and sisters. Don't get excited. Understand you got to stay in your Bible, and when you see spirits pop up like that, you got to answer. 16:17, read it.
Okay.
Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Bring it.
Romans 16:17.
Now, what you read? 16:17. Now, what?
Okay.
Now what?
Romans 16:17.
Now what?
17. Okay. Now I beseech you, brethren.
Well, yeah.
Mark them which cause division.
Well, what you gonna do?
Mark them.
You mark them. You put your best eye on the ones that cause
division.
Well, what did he say now?
And offense.
Offense.
Contrary.
Contrary.
To the doctrine.
To the teaching.
Which you have
which
learned,
you have learned
and avoid them.
And do what?
Avoid them.
Oh, you hear the Bible say all that? The Bible's even talking. We just got to know how to get through it. Come on back to the G.
Numbers chapter 16, verse 12. And Moses is sent to call the Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said,
yeah.
We will not come up. 13. Is
what?
It a small thing?
Hold on, hold on. What they say? Hold on, Sister G.
We will not come up.
I don't want to get in and out, but I got to get in and out. Now, Moses called some of these famous ones that maybe, you know, do, they was part of the Levitical priesthood, that dude had an assignment in thus said Yahweh. But they had a joint in with 250, and Korah got them all worked up. So Moses and Aaron go to some of the other members that had a role in the congregation of Yahweh and say, hey, hey, y'all come in for a minute. They told Moses, we ain't coming. You what? We ain't coming, Moses. And don't they say in verse 12?
We will not come up.
Moses called them, and they said what in verse 12?
We will not come up.
We will not come up. Yeah. Then we read that in Jude, they when it comes down to leadership, they're going to all of a sudden you're going to find some that start looking at the side of their eyes and anointed leadership. So Moses and Aaron called for some brothers that had a position in the congregation, and they told Moses, what again?
We will not come up.
Ain't that something? But we're backbiting now, but we ain't coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going to backbite. Don't worry about that. Yes. Verse 13, come on.
13. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except you make yourself altogether a prince over us? 14.
Wait a minute.
Moreover,
hold on, hold on. Do you hear they say? You make yourself a prince over us. But wait a minute. Let's precept that. Let's precept that real quick. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. Let's precept that. Remember, if you can precept your Bible would tell it that you got to have the right spirit. If you can't precept your Bible, you know, you should not be making statements. Because if you precept your Bible, it'll tell you that you're wrong and you'll back away from it. But as long as you don't precept your Bible, you will tell you right. We're going to 8. We're going to 8th chapter of the book. We'll make it a 7th chapter. We're going to 7th chapter of the book called Acts. And we're going to look at verse 35 of GF Israel. 8:35, what it say?
Acts chapter 7, verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge?
Who made you a ruler and a judge? Who made you the prince over us? Go ahead.
The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the ministering spirit, which appeared to him in the bush.
You see that? But the 250, they all got worked up real good by meeting in those private meetings they was having on the telephone, and now all of a sudden now they all say gonna make statements. You gonna be prince over us? Is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
I do it just as much as you do it. Oh, yeah? Then what you talking about? If you do it, do it. That's what it's all about. I'm your best supporter. Do it good. Verse 14.
Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16, verse 14. Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up.
Ain't that something? Boy, they're going heads up with it. Ain't they working it? They going toe for toe. Okay, good. They working it. Verse 15.
And Moses was very wroth and said unto Yahuwah, respect not you their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. 16.
And Moses
said unto Korah, be you and all your company before Yahuwah, you and they, and Aaron tomorrow. 17. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring you before Yahuwah, every man his censer, 250 censers, you also and Aaron, each of you his censer. 18. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense thereon and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. 19. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the greatness of Yahuwah the Son appeared unto all the congregation. 20. And Yahuwah the Son spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, 21. Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. 22. And they fell upon their faces and said, O Yahuwah, Yahuwah of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be wroth with all the congregation? 23. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 24. Speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. 25. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. 26. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. 27. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. 28. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that Yahuwah has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them in mine own mind. 29.
Hold on. What we got to understand, Moses tried to get out of this thing.
Yes, right.
And Moses tried to get out of this thing. But see, it's so much in debt, I just got to deal with it on the airways next week, if it's possible. But what I'm trying to tell you something, go ahead and keep reading. So you see, Moses said, you know, 29, go read some more. I'm just going to get on the sideline on this reading. Go ahead.
29. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahuwah has not sent me. 30. But if Yahuwah make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yahuwah. 31. And it came to pass as he had...
Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there. I ain't gonna work this over because I don't got you happy. I tell you that. Let's precept that, and we'll call it. We just bag about it. Let's precept that. Let's see what this is reminding the wisdom of Solomon chapter 18 verse 20. Throw a reason there. Let's see if we get a reminder of this. See, understand one thing. Six anointed camps. You have to watch the spirits of those in the congregation through the page of the book. That's how you know who working with what. Who working with what is through the page of the book. Now, we're just going to precept that. We'll take it as another time. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 18, verse 20, says, G, Israel, let's read a little bit and we'll call it. We'll just bag out the day on this one. Understand one thing. You have to study these lessons and recognize when you see these kind of signs in the congregation, you have to deal with it according to the Bible. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 18, verse 20 says what? What does it say?
Yes. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 18, verse 20. Yes. The tasting of death touched the righteous also. And there was a destruction of the multitude in the wilderness, but the wrath endured not long.
Yeah, well, yeah, he knocked by them real quick. Keep reading. Go ahead.
21. For then the blameless man made haste and stood forth to defend them, and bringing the
now,
shield,
you know,
of his proper ministry.
Moses was the man, and Aaron walked up for and tried to defend him, knowing they wicked.
Yeah.
But Moses still tried to help them out, knowing they had already concocted trying to take the brother's life and Aaron, and going to try to get more of it, what they got coming. That's why they be thumbing all around in this book. Go ahead and read.
And bringing the shield of his proper ministry and even prayer and the propitiation of incense, set himself against the wrath, and so brought the calamity to an end, declaring that he was your servant. 22. So he overcame the destroyer, not with strength of body nor force of arms, but with a word subdued he him that punished, alleging the oath and covenant made with the fathers.
Hold on. So you see what he said? Moses overcome the destroyer. That was Yahweh. But Yahweh was killing everything.
Yes.
Moses messed around and said a word.
Yes.
A word. So Moses won. Yahweh was looking at Moses. So Moses said a word and slowed Yahweh down from the big killing that he had or did, but he had already killed how many? But when Yahweh gets to killing, he kills good. Keep reading.
But with a word subdued he him that punished, alleging the oaths and covenants made with the fathers. 23. For when the dead were now fallen down by heaps, one upon another, standing between, he stayed the wrath and parted the way to the living. 24. For
Hold up. Let me just get a couple more words in. How many did Yahweh got to killing before when he was feeling real good? 34 and 35. 34 and 35. What
is that? Numbers. Chapter 16, verses 34 through 35. Numbers 16, verse 34. And all Israel that were round about them bled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. 35. And there came out a fire from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
So all the 250 men that Korah got together, Yahweh destroyed. A lot of people love to hear nonsense, and never a precept on anything. They love to hear, but I ain't going to hold this lesson no longer. I will drop one verse in the closing statement. Go to Genesis 45, verse 7. And we'll lead this along to another time. But understand something. You got people love to hear. Yeah, never going, never about the word. Always, yeah. For real? 45, verse 7. Listen.
Genesis, chapter 45. Verse 7, and Yahweh sent me before you to preserve you, a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
You see what we're here for? See, Yahweh has sent the six anointed camps to save the life of those who want their life saved, and put a great deliverance. And all you hear is backbiting, murmuring, and complaining, and those that faking this word, you can tell so they open their mouth up, understand that we said to get you on your feet through the word of Yahweh, but you ain't going to talk about that. You want to talk about everything else, about how good you is. And can you find Genesis? Listen to Israel. Close the
segment,
you're on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, let's bring him tips in for his final closing thoughts, and we'll turn it over to the lead teacher out of Camp 1. But remember one thing, C. Ray, you have to recognize that we here is for you to receive a great deliverance in the word of Yahweh. And we don't have time when you go off on a deep end on the Bible. Mr. Gibson, for his final thoughts. And we'll turn on to the lead teacher, but we'll go from there. And Mr. Tibbs, what's your final thoughts? And Doug says, Yahweh, you on the clock, come up. But WCC says, here, we going to mute him. We want to hear some more of what you're saying. Well, you ain't going to hear no more of what I'm saying. Not in this lesson. You're going to be Mr. Till, so be it. So what we're going to do, we're going to turn over to Brother Yahweh Israel, and we'll bring him in, and we'll go from there. Remember one thing, Steve Wright. Sitting on the couch, keep one thing in your mind. When you know you have brought the word of Yahweh, you can precept your Bible. You don't have time to be into debate from within. It's about a great deliverance on those that need to know, like this Sunday. They got a great this Sunday coming up that the whole Catholic Church saying they got the answer. And if you want to be a sinless, come on by and make a great donation, and we'll get you sinless by our priest. We got a lot on table for the children of Israel. So we can't put time in those that got a problem in leadership. And on that note, we're going to bring Brother Yahweh Israel, lead teacher out of Camp 1, with a loud voice when you meet your brother. With a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel. C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, C. I think you're on the another part of Yahuwah Saturday, and we got to give our disclaimer. It's a Yahuwah do it, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So Yahuwah has given us the privilege to be partakers of his Sabbath day. So of course, to the book of Jubilee, and Jubilee, let me read that right quick. We understand that this is a special privilege given to only one nation of people. Let's read that in the book of Jubilee. Say be a previous sea right here. When we do that, the mother sea, where it gives you some blue 12-12. This is another part of Yahuwah, the top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day. It's marvelous in our eyes. You know that feast is just moments away now, so we can see it around the bend. Coming up to the Passover feast of seven bread of the Most High Yahuwah. It's right around the bend from today, 3-4 days away, I would say, if I take a good guess, 3 or 4 days. Be on Tuesday at sundown, be Yahuwah Passover. Let's get that Luke, Mother Z Israel, see what it is. Luke 12:12. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
By the righteous spirit shall teach you same hour where you ought to say. But the righteous minister spirit will teach you in that very same hour, right?
Yes.
What you ought to say. Turn to the book of Jubilee. Today be a feast. Then we can read a few things in the book of Jubilee, chapter 1. Let's make that chapter 2. Let's see that verse number 17. Let's see what we can get out of this. Book of Jubilee, chapter 2. Number 17.
Jubilee, chapter 2, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a great sign.
Well, he gave us a great sign. Now, the key word is us, right? He gave us a great sign. Go ahead.
The Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I have sanctified him to myself forever.
made a powerful move there. He said this thing is forever, right?
Verse 5.
Yes,
and he said unto them that the Son of Man is Yahweh also of the Sabbath.
Well, he said, who is Yahweh on the Sabbath day? Mm-hmm. Son of Man, huh? Who had that title? The Son of Man. Who had that title? So he said, the Son of Man is also Yahweh of the Sabbath day. So the Son of Man want us to keep Sabbath day with him, right? The book of Jubilee 2:22. Mm-hmm.
And he caused his commandments to ascend as a priest accessible before him all the day.
That's why I chose him a people. He beat the whole 18 nations, right? He said, look here. I'm going to make me a move here. I'm going to cut me a piece of this pie. And the pie got a name called the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
Let me see if I can grab one in the book of Acts, Mother. The Israel, see you, right? Acts chapter 5. That's the one I want. Let me see whether the Israel is the statement over here that Yahweh made. The pen of the apostles. See if I can pull it out. Acts chapter 5, verse number 38 and 39. Mother, the Israel of Theroy. Acts chapter 5, verse 38 and verse 39.
Refrain from these men and let them alone.
Go ahead.
For if they
this work?
This work be a man, it will come to naught.
Now he said, look here, refrain yourself.
That's what Corey them boys, the 250 to the difference.
Yeah. Refrain yourself, right?
Right.
Come here, read out, Mother.
Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
But if it be of Yahuwah.
Hey, if this is of Yahuwah, what about it?
You cannot overthrow it. Yes.
Happily.
Happily, he be found even to fight against Yahuwah.
I know you don't want that battle, all right? But hey, if this work be a Yahuwah, you can't overthrow it. That's as plain and simple as that. Let's run to the book of 1 Corinthians, A.B. and B. of C. Royal. See if what I'm looking for here is that 1 Corinthians 13. What is it? 2 Corinthians 13. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Let's see that 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Let's look at verse number 17 and 18. So say the expedient to you, right? 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse number 17, verse number 18.
The whole body
were
the eye. Where was the
ear for him? And that's the whole body was the eye. The whole body is the head. Where would the body be, huh? Great.
The whole
were
hearing. Where was the smell?
Where did it be
on? Verse 18.
What happened?
Now that the members, every one of them.
He said, I mean it.
Every one of them
how?
In the body. As it has pleased him.
Now this thing is, that's why I do it, right?
Okay.
He set the members in the body as it pleased him. Ain't that right?
Right.
Let's see if we can pull out of this pass over right quick. We'll let that alone. See, it got me all hot over here with that. Left and left. I had to put my little two cents in the mix. But let's go to the book of St. John, Mother D. of Israel, C. Wright. Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. St. John 14, verse number 26. Mother D. of Israel, C. Wright.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit,
mm-hmm.
whom the Father will send in my name.
Yes, ma'am.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
He said the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, right?
Yes.
He shall teach you all things, right?
Yes.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
Uh-huh.
So the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit. Let's see if we can pinpoint this righteous spirit. Let's put a name on it, Mother Z. Look at Eber. The word Hebrews chapter 1:7-14. Let's see what this minister spirit is all about, Mother Z. The book of Hebrews. The word Hebrews chapter 1, chapter and verse number 14.
Hebrews chapter 1:7-14.
Ma'am.
Chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not all ministers
ministering spirits. So they are called ministering spirits, right?
Right.
And what their occupational duty is, Brother Z.
They're called to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation.
They sent forth the ministers, those are in line for salvation, right? Such in the book of Jubilee, Brother Sister A.B. Peter, you got Jubilee over there? Book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse number 25. They said in there, the righteous spirit will bring this thing back to your remembrance, right? The book of Jubilee, 32, verse 25, Sister A.B. Peter, see you right. Yes, ma'am. That
what
they what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to
avoid. What?
To avoid
punishment. So Yahweh gave them strength, right? Total instruction. I mean, he needs nothing for our imagination to figure out, right? He gave us straight Torah instruction. Let's do the book of Exodus, the ABB of Israel, Exodus chapter 34. Let's see what Yahweh, how he put it down here. Exodus 34, 27 and 28. Book of Exodus. Mother of Israel, of Sea Royal. What are we looking at here, Mother of Israel? Sirach chapter 9, verse 3, 14 through 16.
Corinthians 5,
Verse number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother is a fornicator. He said, now look here. I done written to you, right? Not to keep company. Any man or woman that is a brother or sister be a fornicator, what about it?
Or a
covetous. Or what?
An idolater.
They found out. They got the tassel all around their neck, right? Mm. Find out tonight, what about a riler, you know, one that are always trying to get some stuff stirred up. Mm. Now, y'all, why I tell you what to look out for here, right?
Yeah.
Or a what? Or a every time you see them, they can't get up off the ground, right? they just stumble it everywhere they go. Mm. Every time you see them, they tow up.
Mm.
Go ahead. You know, they always want to extort something from you. Mm. You give me $50 else, I'm okay, though.
Yeah.
I won't have to give you up. But what do you have to say about this class of individuals, Sister Amy?
With just one and one, no one not to eat.
What did you say?
Don't eat with them.
I didn't say that. Yahweh got answers for everything. Like mm-hmm. to see how he always informs, right? You find your answer in the pages of the book. Mm-hmm. The book of Sirach, chapter 9. Where we at? I need to hear that 16 again, Mother Z. 15. Read 15 then. Wherever that good sound came from, that's what I heard. Yeah. 15 and 16. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy.
Chapter 9,
mm-hmm.
verse 15
and 16. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Let thou talk be with the wise. Now, let your talk be with the wise. What is it that makes you wise, though? What is it that makes you wise? What? What makes you wise? Your precepts, what about it? 119? I thought you were headed there. What makes you wise? The OTTY, what is it that makes you wise?
Mm-hmm. Keep the precepts diligently.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 104.
Yes, ma'am.
Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
So he said, through your precepts. Verse number 100, Mother D.S.
100.
Uh-huh.
Psalm 119, 100. I understand more than the ancients. Because I keep your precepts.
Look, pardon me. Verse 4, 104, and verse 1. So through your precepts, that's how we get understanding, right? I want to Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. I want to Psalm 111. Pick it up at 5 through 10. Psalm 111. Verse
5
through
10,
Mother
D.F.
Israel,
see you wrote. Psalms 111, verses 5 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
He has given meat unto them that fear him.
So he say he gave meat. It ain't just your lady lamb he's talking about here. He gave meat Yeah. The devil that sent him. Go ahead.
He will ever be mindful of his covenant.
But he always got the covenant right in front of him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look here. Let me see you my covenant. Let me look over at Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he's saying.
Yeah.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
He has shown his people the power of his works.
Yeah.
That he may give them the heritage of the nation.
So you say he done already proved himself, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's shown his people the power of his works, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he may give them the heritage of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
7.
Mm-hmm.
The works of his hands are
verity
and judgment, all judging, all his Torah instructions are sure.
You say now, all his Torah instructions are solid, right?
Yes.
They sure.
Yes.
Verse number 8.
They stand fast forever
ever. Now, how long are they on the table?
Forever and ever.
Now, somebody told me that they was done away with, Mother Dia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say they stand fast forever and ever.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm listening to.
That's right.
Go ahead, Brother Dia.
And are done in truth and uprightness.
Verse number 9.
He sent redemption unto his people.
So he sent redemption. Now that's a key word there. He sent redemption unto his people.
Right.
Go ahead.
He has commanded his covenant forever.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous and reverence is his name.
So the only name that gets reverence is his name, right?
That's right.
Now, you call me Brother Yahdai. I want no reverence in front of my name. Verse number 10. That belongs to Yahuwah. Come on. Verse 10.
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
So he said the fear of the Most High Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endures forever.
Hallelujah. So he say if you want a good understanding, you got to do what the man instructs you to do. He said that he sent his righteous minister spirit. He would teach you what you ought to say. Is that right? So if I do the book of the Rock. Mother, the Israel of C.E. Royce, Zerah 33, 7 through 9. What we working with there, Mother Z? Zerah 33, 7 through 9. What we working with? One day excel another. Now that's a good question, right? Mm-hmm. Why is one day more important than the other?
Right.
Go ahead, Mother Z. When all the light of every day is what?
When all the light of every day in the year is of the
sun. Brother Surratt putting it down real good here. He said, now, tell me, why do one day excel another? Every day the sun come out, right?
Yeah.
Every day you're going to see the sun, and at night you're going to see the moon, right?
Right.
Let's see who makes the difference here, Mother Lee. Verse number 8. Who makes the difference?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. By the knowledge of the Yahuwah,
they were
distinguished.
Now he said the one that made the difference between one day and another one was Yahuwah. By his hand, they were distinguished. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What did he do?
Distinguished.
And he what?
And he already.
And he altered.
And he altered Caesar.
So he altered seasons and people. Let's see if we can get a sound back of witness to that point, Mother B. But this is all designed by the power of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Same as Peter, Daniel chapter 2. Let's look at verse 19 through 21. They said 19 through 22. Daniel chapter 2. Number 19 through 22. So he's saying that the days are these three things.
Yeah.
Because of the Most High Yahweh, right? Mm-hmm. Daniel chapter 2. Number 19 through 21, 22. He said he altered the season and people. Daniel chapter 2, 19 through 22.
Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light.
So Yahweh said, hey, I know you're having those secret meetings over there. But it's going to be revealed.
Yeah.
It'll be spoken in the light.
Yeah.
Yahweh going to pull the covers pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
And that which you have spoken in the ears is closed closet.
In the closet.
Shall be proclaimed upon the housetop.
The whole lot of things are being revealed, ain't that right? By the power of the Most High Yahweh. The whole lot of things that are being revealed. The precept was just that quick. Let's go back to that right. Who's raised to right 33? Well, the Israel C. Roy, let's see if it'll pop back in my head. I was going somewhere, Mother Zia. That was quick as I got it. It wasn't the right chapter 33. I got to recruit him. The right 33. Pick it back up at verse 7, 7 through 9. I need to hear that all over again, Mother Zia. Mm-hmm. 7 through 9. Pick it up at the top. That's why I do it. Uh-huh.
And show them my
Wait.
This is a man.
number three. I'm disappointed to every man and woman wants to die, right? We got an appointment for that if y'all want to carry, isn't that right?
Yeah.
You say, but moreover also I gave them my Sabbath. To do what? He said, look here, I gave them my Sabbath, my feet, my Sabbath, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh. And as we read before, there ain't no other than
that. That's right.
Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh, Lord Yahweh.
Wait. They walk in my statutes
and keep my breath and
do them. And hallow my statutes.
And they shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am Yahweh.
We ain't got to worry about what the other 17 nations are, right?
I know.
The Sabbath day, the feast day. That is a sign between us and our mighty one, ain't that right? Let's see our mother dear, our mighty one. Now somebody say, what you mean your mighty one?
Yeah.
No, not me personally. The mighty one that's the 12 tribe of Israel, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's see if he was called to shot himself, mother dear. The book of Amos, chapter 3, 1, 2. Amos chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2. As if he had called to shot himself, mother dear, Israel.
Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, Mizraim, saying.
Then what?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
You only have I known.
Look here. The only one I know is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yeah.
You only have I known of what?
Of all the families of the earth.
All the 18 nations of the earth. The only one I recognize.
Yeah.
The only one I can say, I know them.
Yeah.
Is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
But look here. I'm going to get at you for every little sin you do, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do y'all for to get at you, Mother Z? Why do we chastise us, folks? Mother Z, Israel. Why do y'all for get at us, folks, Mother Z? Book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Let's see if we can get an answer. Why do we chastise us, folks, Mother Z, Israel, and see you, Roy? Look at Hebrews chapter 12. We look at verse number 5. And let's read 5 through 11. Book of Hebrews. The word Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. We can look at 5 through 7. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy.
The chastening of the Yahweh.
He said, now look here, my son, my daughter.
Matthew 24, verse 13. How long do we got to do it? 13 and 14. So Matthew 24. 13 and 14. How long do we got to do it?
Really good.
by name.
Okay, we're ready to do that.
What is the first month by name?
Exodus 13, okay, we're ready to do that.
Now, I'm probably the bad sister around here.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
This day came you out in the month Abib.
Month Abib is the first month of the year, right?
Yes, it's about Abib.
So he said in the 14th day of the first month, Leviticus 23, verse 5. The 14th
day of the first month.
At Eve, Yahweh Passover, verse 6.
And on the 15th day of that same month is the feast of the unleavened bread. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
But he said 7 days you got a big word there, right? Ain't no, he's after the 10 of these words, right? That 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. As Mother Day of Israel, when do the unleavened bread eat kick off? Run to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. When do the eating of unleavened bread kick off? Go to Exodus chapter 12, Mother Day of Israel, see it real. Then at 1 and 2, verse number 6. Let's read down to verse number 6 through 11. Exodus chapter 12, 1 and 2. 6 through 11. On the DF Israel, see you right.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. 6 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, Mizraim, saying, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Well, we're in the first month.
Yes.
We're into Passover, right?
Yes.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month,
mm-hmm.
and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
So this thing pop up in the evening, right?
Yes.
Verse 7.
Wait. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the house,
mm-hmm.
wherein they shall eat it.
Wait.
Verse 8.
Yes,
and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire,
uh-huh.
and unleavened bread.
Well, the Passover is when we jump off with the eat of unleavened bread, right?
Yeah.
And whatever we eat.
And with bitter herbs.
Yeah, they have unleavened bread and some bitter herbs, right?
Yeah.
Good. They shall what?
They shall eat it.
No. I just said it. And Yahweh said it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Verse number 9. Come on.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Eat not of it raw.
Stop down to 10. We can forego that verse number 9 because we ain't got no lamb to put on a fire, right?
Right.
We don't need no lamb to put on a fire.
Okay.
Verse number 10. Come on, Brother Dia.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning.
Go ahead.
And that which remain of it until the morning you shall burn with fire.
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And thus shall you eat it with your loins girt,
mm-hmm.
with girt, your
uh-huh.
shoes on your feet,
uh-huh.
and your staff in your hand,
uh-huh.
and you shall eat it in haste.
Uh-huh.
It is Yahuwah's Passover.
This is Yahuwah's Passover, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, who is the lamb now? It came out of somebody's mouth. You might as well find out. Now, what about the lamb? Book of St. John, chapter 1. 29 and 36. Of the Zee is red. St. John, chapter 1. 29 and 36.
What about
the lamb, Mother Zeke? What about the lamb? We have to go find us
our
lamb without spot. Firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
Do something to his Mother Zeke.
And a male.
That's right. It's there. St. John 1. 29 and 36. I know the Israelite camp that make a big deal about this lamb, right? They make a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they also made a big deal about the new moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been clocking them. Mm. And so far, I counted 6-7 different days over the day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they all were looking at the same moon. But they got, I've counted 5, 6, 7 different days on the table already. I'm still looking before Passover gets here for us. St. John chapter 1, 29, 36. Mother Z, Israel, Z, Roy. What about that lamb, Mother Z?
St. John chapter 1, 29 and 32. 36. Chapter 1, verse 29, verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, John saw Yahweh the Son coming.
He's taking away the sins of the world, right? Mm. Yeah, who?
Who's saying of what who world? 45:17 Isaiah.
When the color and circles having the shadow of good things.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. You got to read it like you see it. But in this case, it is that law. A law that you just got through reading, 40 verse 6. Remember the law that you got through reading, that he moved something away from them? What did he move from me in 40 verse 6 of Isaiah? I mean Psalms. What did he remove, Abel, Phoebe? And that's what we're talking about in the 10th chapter. So the law, he's talking about the law of what? Okay, come on. 10:1. Not Torah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the law that he removed is what law did he remove? Sacrifice and offering. Verse 12 and 13. We got to get this down pat. We got to get it down pat. What sin did he offer for once? For what? What sin is he removing once?
Sacrificing.
A little bit louder.
Sacrificing.
Sacrifice and offer. So you can't sacrifice and offer nothing to get his attention. But he's removing that right now. So Paul come back to temple and let him know, as a reminder, the sacrifice and offerings has been done away with now. So Paul reminding them that the sacrifice and offerings have been done away with. Mm-hmm. You got to find out another way to reach out. Go ahead. Got it. 13. And what did he death of? Expecting he is. So he's sitting there. He expecting what from henceforth? So now we understand that done away with. So right now he waiting on his enemies. He's done this to expect for his enemy to be made his what? So he want to come back and whoop the enemy after he undone what he had to do. So that's why it's so important for us to remember what we're doing and what we're not doing no boss of Jerusalem thing. We're doing a Yahweh thing. This is, we got no private interest. We're doing his thing, reminding you of the sacrifice and offering. When he said, looking upon him, he removed the sins of the world of Israel's world, all right? And he removed the sins of killing animals. So it's no more killing animals and getting away with it.
Yeah.
Now come on, Mother D, let's wrap this thing up in Exodus 12, 21. Exodus 12, 21. Marie, 17 through 20. 17 through 21. What it says
is
17 through 21.
Exodus chapter 12, 17 to 21.
Yeah, what does that say?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
Hey, so he tell Moses, which was the Yahweh at the time, observe the feast of unleavened bread. So as we do the Passover, one day next week, which is about Tuesday night or something like that.
Yes,
Tuesday night is Passover. And he say, and then after that, it's called the Unleavened Bread Wednesday night. So he's telling you that you don't tie yourself up on Tuesday night, because you got to make sure you do a what night?
Unleavened Bread.
And what night, where that come from? After Passover. Right?
Yeah.
And Passover will be on the 14th day, right?
Yeah.
So on the next day, it's going to unleavened bread.
Right.
Right? And what's going to happen?
In this self-same day,
this self-same day,
have I brought your army,
your army,
out of the land of Egypt,
Mithram, yes, right?
Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
So otherwise, you both make sure you do the Passover and unleavened bread for just a short time.
Forever.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month,
yeah,
at eve.
What time?
At eve.
At evening.
You shall eat unleavened bread.
Right, right. So you should make sure you do the Passover the 13th day at evening, mm-hmm, and you come back and at evening do the 14th day at evening, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're reading? Mm-hmm. And what are we reading?
Until the 120th day.
You can't, you ain't got to worry about no moon. Just worry about the count system. Mm-hmm. Take it straight to the 120th first day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Of the month at eve.
Yes.
Verse 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your house.
No leaven found in your body. Your body is the house. No leaven in your body.
Mm-hmm. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Yes.
Whether he or she be a stranger or born in the land.
That's right.
Verse
20. 21. Take it out. 21.
Verse 20. You shall eat nothing leavened.
Nothing leavened.
In all your habitation.
In all your habitation.
Shall you eat unleavened bread?
Yes.
21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel.
So all the elders of Israel.
And said unto them.
What did he tell them?
Draw out and take you a lamb according to your family.
Right.
And kill the Passover.
And kill the Passover. Let's go to Surah 27, 22, and 30, and that'll do it for top part of Saturday. So we clear Tuesday night and Wednesday night. We're supposed to make sure we wipe garments down on any beginning first day of the feast. So we clear what we do it year to year.
Yeah.
Year to year. Now look what it says in Surah 27, 22 through 30, and that'll close it out for the top part of 7. Listen to this. Moses of Israel. Surah 27. 22 down to verse 30. What it say?
Surah 27. 22
to 30.
22 to 30.
Let's see what it say.
He that winketh with the eye.
He or she that love to wink with the eye.
Worketh evil.
They're doing what?
Evil.
They're doing evil.
And he that knoweth him.
And he or she that what?
Know
that knows about this certain